Russia's president postpones his visit to Turkey in protest at Ankara's grounding of a Syrian passenger plane. The plane was en route from Moscow to Damascus when it was intercepted by Turkish jets. Moscow says what Turkey did put the lives of the 35 passengers on board at risk. Turkish officials say they found illegal cargo on board, which they claimed was meant to be used for military purposes. But a Russian arms source says the civilian plane was not carrying any military weapons or equipment. Ankara grounded the plane after a reported tip-off from U.S. intelligence sources. The Syrian transport minister has said the interception amounts to piracy and contradicts civil aviation treaties. The Syrian engineer on board the plane gives his account of what happened.
After nearly 2.5 hours from the time we left Moscow, the captain of the plane said that we have to land in Ankara airport at the request of the Turkish authorities and two Turkish military jets. We landed in the airport in Ankara at 5:15. The plane doors opened and we went out. Airport employees came and asked us why we landed in their airport. We told them that they had forced us to land. Then I went to supply the plane with fuel. A delegation from the Turkish authorities came then and asked us to open the cargo gate of the plane. We did, and they took a look at the luggage. They left and came back an hour later asking to open the bags. They did, and they filmed with their mobile phones everything. Then they told us that after 10 minutes we can leave. After nearly an hour, they came back and said they want to take down the luggage from the plane. We said, no problem, but we want a document from you on what you received from us. He said, we'll give you such a document later. I told him I cannot hand you anything without such a document. Then they came back accompanied with 10 armed army personnel. They handcuffed us and forced us to lie down on boxes on the floor. Then they put us on the airport field and then into a vehicle for 15 minutes. There were only some electronic devices on board, and they videoed them. There was nothing suspicious on board.
The Syrian plane was flying in Turkish airspace. Two F-16 jets intercepted the Syrian plane at a very close range and forced it to land, which threatened the safety of the plane and who was inside it, and caused the passengers to panic. There were civilian passengers on board the plane. There were families, women and children who came to visit their relatives and their motherland, Syria. Civil aviation authorities in any country have the right to inspect airplanes flying in its airspace. However, the measures used in this particular case contradicted all conditions of civil international aviation, the International Union and the AACO. First, they should have notified the captain of landing. In case the captain refused, then he could be forced. The captain was not informed anyhow. He only saw on the radar that strange objects were flying around the plane, and those were the F-16 jets. This is unacceptable. The Turkish authorities are part of escalating the Syrian unrest. Civil aviation is a matter that should be separated from politics because civil aviation connects the peoples of the world.
Well, let's see what Gordon Duff thinks. He's a senior editor of Veterans Today about this incident and the situation in Syria. Gordon Duff, thanks for talking to us. Turkish fighter jets intercepted the Syrian passenger plane. This was based on tip-offs, as based on some reports from U.S. intelligence agencies. But it seems the plane was not carrying any arms, as Ankara is claiming. How do you see this new development as tensions are escalating along the borders between the two countries?
We had reported here that there had been a plan in motion to divide Syria. It was going to start with the claim of a buffer zone by Turkey. U.S. troops began moving into Jordan a few days ago. There's no secret about that anymore. Simultaneously, the U.S. newspapers are reporting massive al-Qaeda forces inside Iraq. That's another phony imaginary story. My own opinion, of course, is that we should be declaring a no-fly zone over Turkey, since they seem to have difficulty following international convention. This reminds me of Erdogan's rather hollow promise he made over a year ago to defend Palestinian rights after the seizure of the Mavi Marmara. Now he's become the pirate. He's the one who accused Israel Now he's acting as an Israeli surrogate. We have little doubt about where these orders come from. They come from Tel Aviv. They go to Washington. They move to Ankara. It's very clear to those of us that watch the region carefully.
Well, let's look at another news piece. Reports of this 150-strong U.S. military task force that was sent to Jordan, the reason given because of the influx of Syrian refugees. Do you believe that?
Not at all. There's no substance to that at all. The U.S. is making plans to begin what they believe the reoccupation of Iraq, to move troops in there, because we're creating, prior to the election, we're creating the need to defend ourselves from a proposed Iraqi attack on the United States. And that's, of course, after the Iranian Minister of Defense had visited Iraq. There are deep concerns within the U.S. that a coalition between Iran, Iraq, and Syria will stand against Israel and Turkey, which, frankly, is the been their long surrogate since Ottoman times.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much, senior editor of Veterans Today, Gordon Duff there from Ohio.